Masechet Shevuot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk more about the Shevuat HaEdut. Mishnah says, Shevuat HaEdut Ketzad. What's the case of a swear of testimony? Amar Lishnayim Bo'u V'ha'iduni. If somebody went to two other people who knew testimony that would help him in a court case he was dealing with that had to do with money, he told them, please come and testify for me. And they answered him, we swear that we don't know any testimony about you. We don't have the information that you're asking of us. Or they told him, without swearing, we don't know any testimony for you. So the first case, they swore that they didn't. Here, they didn't swear, but then, he told them, I'm making a swear upon you. In other words, you guys are, I'm obligating you in a swear. And then they say, Ve'amru amen. Then they said, amen. In other words, they accepted his swear. Hare elu hayavin. In either of these cases, if they admit that they lied and swore falsely, they would be obligated to bring a korban hatat o levioreed. Now we'll list how many korbanot are they obligated to bring when the swear is imposed on them several different times and they denied knowing what testimony was being asked of them. We'll play it out. Mishnah says, Hishbi'a alehen hamisha pe'amim chutz lebedin. If he imposed a swear on them 5 times outside of court, like we spoke about, they denied knowing anything, and he said, I'm making a swear on you, and they said, amen. So 5 different times that happened, they denied everything outside of the bedin. Uba'u lebedin vehodu. And then they eventually came to bedin and admitted that they lied. Peturim, they are not obligated to bring a korban. The reason being, a shivuat ha'edut only applies to what witnesses say in front of Beit Din, that they deny knowing that testimony that's being asked of them in front of court. So here, even though they denied it 5 times previously, once they got to court, they admitted it right away. Therefore, they are patur. They're patur from bringing any korban. Kafru, but if they came to court and they denied knowing the testimony, and then later on it was found that they were lying, Hayavin al kol ahat ve'ahat. They're obligated to bring a separate korban for each and every one of the 5 swears that they made, even outside of court. We're basically saying over here that their denial in court also is going back on all the previous swears that they made. And it's sort of bringing those swears into the Beit Din. So they have to bring a separate korban for every single one of them. But if he made a swear, if he made them, he swore for them, this person who wants them to come to court, 5 different times in the Beit Din, and they denied knowing the testimony, and then eventually it was found that they were lying. So 5 swears in the Beit Din, enan hayavin ela ehad. They're only obligated to bring 1 korban. Amar Rabbi Shimon, matam. Rabbi Shimon asked the question, what's the reason for this? Why in the previous case, where they swore 5 times outside of Beit Din, then 1 time in Beit Din, they lied once in Beit Din, we say they have to bring all the korban hatat for olevioret for every single instance that they lied. When here, when we have them giving the testimony in the Beit Din every single time, 5 in a row, and they lied, why are we saying they only have to bring 1 korban? That it covers everything. And it says the Mishnah, ho'il ve'enan yecholin lahazor ulhodot, because in this case that we're talking about, they're denying the testimony in court. Once they gave their opinion in court, that testimony is accepted, and they cannot ever change that testimony. So they become like people who aren't able to testify in court any longer. That's how testimony works in court. If you have a certain opinion, and then you want to change it later on, the court won't accept it. They won't accept the testimony from the person because we have a klal, kevan shehigid, shuv eno hozer umagid. Once you give testimony, you can't change it into something else. It's game over for you. So therefore, these people who gave testimony and they want to change it into something else and they want to keep on giving different testimonies, it's as if they're not able to testify anymore in court. And as we learned in Mishnah Aleph, when it comes to Shivuat HaEdut, if people aren't able to testify in court, they're not eligible for the Shivuat HaEdut. So these people, once they give testimony already in court, they're not allowed to continue to give testimony at all, and therefore we don't accept all the other oaths that they made, all the other swears, and therefore they're only obligated to bring 1 offering, not many.